Canada has not been reporting on what it's been doing with the preservation of documents. What we do know is they have about 27 million documents today that they still have not released. 27 million documents. They created a documents advisory committee that was supposed to help get those records into the hands of the NCTR and communities. Then they cut the funding to the documents advisory committee, and they ended up resigning because how can they do the work if they can't get the records? And the hard part in all of this is the 27 million documents they still haven't released are held by 13 federal departments, and those departments won't work with Indigenous people to move the records out of their departments and move them into the hands of the NCTR. So what the petition is really doing is critically anchoring the importance of archival research and history in addressing the work that needs to be done for healing to happen for many survivors.